What you are about to receive is a speech by Pat Cox at the third meeting of the Presidents of the Parliaments of the Adriatic Ionian Initiative. Adriatic Ionian Initiative. That is, they're attempting to join up the Adriatic and Ionian Seas. This was held in Ravenna last May. Dear Vice President of the Italian Senate, Mr. Fisichella, dear Mr. President of the Italian Chamber of Deputies, and dear friend Pier Ferdinando Casini, honourable speakers of the parliaments of the Adriatic Ionian region, authorities, ladies and gentlemen, it is a great pleasure for me and my colleagues to attend the meeting of the speakers of the parliaments of the countries of the Adriatic Ionian Initiative, and to have the opportunity to speak about parliamentary cooperation with a view to European integration. In the Adriatic and Ionian region, a decade of war and instability in several countries has created perfect conditions for organized criminal networks. Weakness in law enforcement and in border management contributes to the success of the criminals and threatens the full integration of all of its countries in the EU. The recent despicable assassination of the Serbian Prime Minister, Mr. Zoran Djindjic, that came as a shock to all of us, was a tragic illustration that decisive action has to be taken if we want the rule of law to prevail. To achieve an area of peace and stability, protected from illegal activities, cooperation across borders requires efforts in many areas: judicial assistance, harmonization of criminal law, and information exchange. Our parliaments have a vital role to play in this process. They have to pass the necessary legislation, fix the budgetary priorities, and control their implementation. The European Parliament has always attached great importance to this task. It has contributed to the process of creating this area by its own initiative resolutions, as well as in a consultation process with the other EU institutions. The European Parliament has also focused on the external dimension of the area of freedom, security and justice. Particular attention has been given to operations carried out by criminal organisations engaged in smuggling, drug and arms trafficking, and the illegal immigrant trade, which operate on the basis of international connections, especially in southeastern Europe. In its resolution on the stabilisation and association process, SAP, for Southeast Europe, of the 7th of November 2002, the European Parliament was linking financial assistance to the SAP countries to the implementation of an active policy against organised crime, corruption and trafficking in human beings and arms, including the establishment of adequate intelligence, investigation and prosecution structures, and the reform of the judicial system. Exactly 1 month ago, the accession treaty was signed in Athens, paving the way for 10 new member states to join the European Union. This week in the European Parliament, we have welcomed for the first time some 162 observers from the 10 accession countries of Central and Eastern Europe and the Mediterranean. But the present enlargement of the EU is just another step forward in the development of the EU, not the final one. The Union is seeking to unify the continent on the basis of common values and common ideals. I consider that the unification process of the European continent will not be complete until the countries of the Adriatic Ionian Initiative become members of the European Union. All of them have already made efforts to address the challenges that go along with this objective. Your parliaments have often given proof of their relentless involvement in this process. However, despite the efforts already made, further improvement of legislation and law enforcement is necessary before the union, before the integration of all countries in the European Union can be realized.